This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I was in Boston a couple of weeks ago making my way around in the rental car almost entirely with navigation apps. And I can't tell you the number of times I was in one of the tunnels in that city and my GPS just gave up the ghost, completely blanked out on me, which meant, of course, that once I got out of the tunnel, it took me and my phone a while to figure out which way I needed to go. Well, in some tunnels in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now, there is an app to take care of that, as Erica Barris reports.
Rita Green has been driving Pittsburgh roads for decades and still struggles when she's coming out of one of the city's two main tunnels.
It's very confusing, and you can just see the jockeying of the different cars and people cutting each other off. It's insane.
That's because at the end of the tunnels, there are about a dozen options for which way to go and just a few seconds to pick one. Even if you're using a GPS, it doesn't matter. Just about every system dies in a tunnel, which compounds that chaos. Well, one driving app won't die in the tunnels here. In the fall, Waze, a Google-owned company, installed beacons, small, battery-powered devices. Through Bluetooth, their GPS keeps working in two of Pittsburgh's tunnels. The beacons are the brainchild of Gil Desotnick, an engineer at Waze, a crowdsourced driving app. He lost signal driving in a tunnel and set out to solve what he calls tunnel blindness.
The app will try to estimate where you are, which is a bit of a problem if you're slowing down or speeding up. It's going to lose accuracy very fast.
It took a couple years, but he came up with beacons. They're small, the size of three AAA batteries. They cost under $30 a piece. Transportation officials attach them on tunnel light fixtures.
And they transmit radio signal 10 times every second. And they allow us to receive that signal and pinpoint our own location inside the tunnel.
They're also in tunnels in Israel, Brazil, and France. Even before reliance on GPS, tunnel driving has been difficult for drivers.
As you go from light to dark, you have a momentary adjustment of the lighting in your eye, the responses of the photoreceptors in your eye.
That's Roberta Klatsky. She teaches psychology and human-computer interaction at Carnegie Mellon University.
It's like when you go into a dark theater or something like that. At first, you don't see anything, and then gradually, you can see all the people around you in the seats.
Klatsky says our minds are trying to compute speed and choices. The more there are, the harder it is to choose one. And it's more confusing when a reliance on a faulty GPS enters the picture.
And that may be one reason people want to slow at the end of a tunnel, is they want to give themselves more processing time in this race between the car, the technology, and their own brains.
To find out how well the beacons work, I went into the Fort Pitt Tunnel with Ben DeVore. He's an engineer with Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation.
In 1.2 miles, exit to exit 78 Boulevard.
Using Waze, he drives me through the tunnel, and the app stays on.
In half a mile, exit right, then stay to the left.
That's the type of information you wouldn't have gotten before.
DeVore helped install the beacons. That tiny stretch where drivers exit the tunnel sees between 100 to 300 accidents a month.
There tends to be more incidents than normal than an average stretch of interstate.
DeVore thinks the Waze beacons will cut down on accidents. Next fall, when they've been in place for a year, he'll know more. In Pittsburgh, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.